All right, can everyone hear me if I just talk from here? So thanks, everyone, for coming. I wanted to spend a few minutes just giving you our experience with what the Couple League has done with online teaching. And when we started this, we had some pretty simple principles going in. As was articulated by the previous speakers, we really wanted to reach the students where they were. That's a key mantra. They're not the same people that we are. They're a different generation. And we need to go out and reach them and not expect them to come to us. Importantly, in our teaching, we want to make sure we preserve what we felt was really working best with the CCL approach, and that is couples witnessing to couples learning. So it's not just about the mechanics of the method. It's also about what this has done for our relationship, because that's what will get people through the hassles of trying to sort out how to do this stuff when the alternate is to take a pill or go get an injection every 6 months or something. We wanted to make sure we used adult learning curriculum, which involved you sort of see one, do one, teach one kind of thing, almost. So we integrate the exercises that we do in our regular live classes, and we wanted to make sure we had student participation, and I'll show you a little bit about that. And, of course, remove the reasons to avoid NFP. We hear constantly, oh, we'd love to do more with NFP in our diocese, but we don't have enough teachers. Well, Couple League could probably triple the volume that we teach in a year with our current teaching capacity. And our teachers would be a lot happier. They'd rather teach 10, 12 couples in a class than one, two couples in a class because they feel like they're making a difference. And all of our teachers, I'm sure, everyone in all of the methods, our motivation is not money. But we're trying to promote a culture of life. And the more we can do that, the better we can be. So essentially, we wanted to create what we call a virtual classroom. So we call our online virtual teaching, okay? And it is, in fact, that. You'll see an example. So we really started playing with this seriously in 2010. We looked at a number of options and some technology explorations and what. In 2011, we settled on a solution that we thought was pretty good, so we started piloting it with about 10 or 12 teachers. And then we felt like we had what we needed, and so in 2012, we moved into what we called full production mode. And our goal was to be able to offer a new English class online once a week, starting every week in the United States, and a new Spanish class online once a month. Okay, that was our goal. And in fact, in 2012, we hit that goal. We thought that we'd be ramping up to it, so by the end of 12, we'd be at that pace. Then this year, we've really focused on improving access overall. So we've improved the online classes to make them more visible and easily located, and we've understood a lot more about the whole dynamic of Spanish teaching, and we think we've got a better solution at the moment. It's not an ultimate solution. I got some dreams for the ultimate solution, but I need a few $100,000 to make that one come off. But we have learned some important stuff, and we're trying to adapt and integrate as a result of that. This graph just kind of shows what's going on. In the blue bars are the number of class series offered by calendar year, and the red bars are the numbers of couples who have taken the class online. Okay, and you can see in 2013 through the first half of the year, we've already done as many couples online as we did in all of 2012. This is popular because it's easy, and as you say, I think the students expect it. So we're pleased with that. Our teachers are happy as well because they're teaching more. So I'll tell you a little bit about what the student experiences it when they go through this, and we'll do, it's really three steps. How do they find a class? What does it look like when they're taking a class? And I'll show you some video snippets of what a real class looks like. And then how do they do chart follow-up? Those are kind of the three things. Then we'll talk a little bit about what the teacher sees and then some of what we think are the lessons learned around this area. So first, to find a class, pretty straightforward, ccli.org. Hit the big red button that says search, register for class. It takes you to a page that looks like this. All English classes in the United States are available. You can see you can learn the main series, a postpartum class, a premenopause class. You can even take an upgrade class. The upgrade class is something we've built for longtime CCL members who had learned in our other rubric and our other vocabulary, who wanted to learn the new charting tools and rules that we used. But we've also now broadened that because we found that a lot of people who have learned some method of NFP want to take a postpartum or premenopause class. And so we've now instructed our teachers, they can have a discussion with that person to sort of understand their competency. They can use the upgrade class as a quick way to teach them what's the language that couple-to-couple uses to teach simple thermal. Then they can integrate right into a premenopause or a postpartum class and not feel like they're an American in the middle of Milan trying to speak Italian and not know what's going on.
If you want to find a virtual class, you just click on this box. If you don't click on that, only the live classes will show up. If you click on that, everything will show. You can set your search parameters. I actually put this on. I just searched the whole state of Missouri. And each of those dots, that is a class that was offered at the time I did the search. You can search by zip code. You can expand or contract your radius, all that sort of stuff. Then the search continues. If you scroll down the bottom of the page, you get a listing of the classes that meet the search criteria that you enter. There could be one, there could be 40. Okay. A virtual class is labeled as such. A regular live class looks like that. And you pick the one you want, click on that register for course button, and that starts you into our electronic online registration system. That's a 5-step process. We collect the couple's information, we find out where the materials are to be sent, we get them registered automatically as members in the couple-to-couple league, so they get that year's worth of magazine and the ongoing support that they need in that first year. So then, when the student finishes their registration, three things happen. They immediately get a bounce back email that says, thank you, you're registered. When their credit card clears, we will ship the course kit materials directly to the students. So they come to class with their materials in hand. So teachers love that. They don't have to carry materials for distribution and collect money and stuff. And the students also get an automatic link to our new online charting, our mobile charting app called CycloPro Go. Okay? That's available to them through the time they take instruction, so they can chart online and share their charts with their teachers if they want to. If you want to, we can talk more about that. Then the teachers will also get some notification when they've set up the class on the online system, they've asked to be notified. So we routinely get a bounce back from No Reply, that famous email address, that tells us another student is registered. So it's a way for us to just sort of mentally know, oh, it looks like our class is getting full. Are we going to have to change the class size? Are we going to have to create a waiting list or something? The class roster that's maintained within the online system for the teachers to view automatically gets updated. So the teachers can see who's enrolled. Actually, teachers can ahead of time can go into that online class roster and get information on the couple's background that they've entered, so they sort of know who's there if they wish to do that. And then as the actual date of the class starts, the teachers send them an email, say, hey, class starts tomorrow, here's the link to click on to open up the class and start learning. And that can actually be programmed to be within the online registration system, so the teacher doesn't even have to remember to send that automatically. So they go in once a year, set up their classes, give them an automatic notification 48 hours before class starts, and they don't have to think about it anymore. And in busy lives, it's nice to not have to think about things.
Well, we get one too,
right,
which is great, because then we remember, oh my God, we have a class tomorrow.
Yes. So when it comes time to learn, then the students clicked on the link. What are they doing? Well, the technology platform we use is basically an online educational system. It's called WYSIQ or WYSIQ. Okay. It's a subscription-based platform. There is a free account model, but the free account model, frankly, was much too limiting for us. So we bit the bullet and bought subscription accounts. The nice thing is it's available around the clock to anybody at any time that's in there, has access. Each class can have up to 1,000 concurrent connections. So I don't think capacity is going to be an issue here. And importantly with this, when you buy the subscription thing, all you have to do is send an email link. If you use the free version, every student has to enroll as a new WYSIQ free member, and then they go through that way. And that's just too many more complications. People want to find it, point, click, and get on with their lives. So that's helpful. This is what the thing looks like. The teaching couple is in video in real time right there. And you can hear them, and I'll do a demo in a minute. The slides and the videos that we use through the class then dominate the screen. There's a chat box over here, because sometimes audio is a problem, particularly with multiple connections. There's some funky feedback that goes on, so a lot of times the chat box is helpful. And particularly if a technology problem comes up, I can't hear you, the teachers can see that, oh, so-and-so can't hear me, so we got to do something to fix that. So I'm going to show you now a couple of minutes of an actual class. This is a recorded class. It's another nice feature of the system we use is the couples can choose to record the class. So if they have somebody that can't make it, or the husband suddenly got called in, or the fiance or whatever got called in for second shift and wants to take it later, they can simply go online and watch the recording if they want to. So I'm going to try and use semi-technology so you can hear this.
So Mike, yeah. Could theoretically, if they didn't record that class, could they go to somebody else's class?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and we have that all the time.
So you have canned classes.
The curriculum is identical in the live class, the virtual class, and where other teachers teach. So, yeah, that's one of the ways we manage split couples for years. Or in busy dioceses, you know, when people get work conflicts, they just trade classes. So I'm going to go with this, and hopefully this will work. Yeah. He's not saying anything right now. Oh. Can anybody hear that? She was putting the baby to bed when he started the class, which is why she walked in. Get the idea there. That's just the introduction, and of course the couple would continue to spice up the instruction throughout. Then a little farther along, I just want to give you an example of sort of how we do the student participation. This is an exercise that they'll start to do. The students don't know it, but they'll chart about the equivalence of 6 months worth of charting in the first class through a series of exercises like this. So I just wanted to demo this for a minute, and there's a couple of other features that come through with this.
Here we're going to actually start practicing. On page 22 of your book, or if you don't have a book, I'm going to just read off a list of...
I sent a PDF as well. This will be the first chart on your PDF document.
Okay. So I'm going to just go over some 25. Feelings or some sensations, and you're going to mark what you think it would be. Day number 5, felt dry.
So when you write in your book, what symbol you're going to write down there. Everyone should have marked a for dry.
Felt dry, toilet paper met with friction when wiping.
D for dry.
Vaginal area was dry throughout the day, number 7.
D for dry.
Felt rough and scratchy when wiping.
D for dry.
Felt moist during the day.
Keyword. M for moist.
Same as previous day.
M for moist.
Felt wet during the day.
Keyword. W for wet sensation.
Felt wet during the day and slippery when wiping.
Need to write down 2. Web and SL for slippery.
Now, it's actually important that you write down all the sensations. For example, if you feel wet and slippery, write them both down. If you ever have your charts looked at, they're going to want to see a progression of mucus, that you're not having the same kind or the same sensations all the time, but you're actually progressing. As you notice, she's progressing from just a moist to a wet type of sensation, and now wet and slippery. So your body's going to progress through these slowly becoming more fertile sensations. So just make sure that you mark down everything that you spend.
Okay, well, I hope that gives you a sense of what's going on. And she used the tool that we have, that little pointing tool. That's often very helpful because in a live class you often would point at the slide, and so you can do the same thing here. So the teacher's screen looks something like this. Okay, they'll have the same slide images. Up here will be their toolbar that they can collect. They can advance the slides through the program here. They see if they've got the cameras turned on for the couples at the other end. They can see up to 6 couples at a time, so you know they're there. Okay, and you can do a little bit of body language. Pick up from it. It's not as easy as in a class, to be sure, but you get some of it. They've got a control screen, so they can turn off and on microphones and cameras and give control to people if they want to do that. So if somebody wants to, like, take over and write an exercise using the technology, you could give it to somebody for a while, let them type in the answer, and then you could take it back, and everybody would see what they did, sort of like a student coming to the front of the class. And then, of course, they've got the chat box as well.